Hello, Tom Whitman here from the HVAC Coaching Corner and Pro Comfort Advisor. Fast, accurate, and professional pricing for the professional HVAC Comfort Consultant. I'm excited about this series. Over the next several weeks, we're going to be discussing the art of closing the sale. Today is just an introduction to this so we have a better understanding. You know, the old saying says that everything is about closing and closing is about everything. And that's absolutely true because if you're having a trouble closing, it's usually because something's going wrong between the time you've knocked on the customer's door and asked for the order. The bottom line is, if you don't have a good presentation that inspires trust and confidence from your customer, or if it doesn't establish credibility, believability, and a sense of urgency, there's absolutely nothing you can do or say at the end that's going to save that sale. So we got to get these things right first with trust and people skills and your ability to ask questions and listen to the customer. Establish a specific list of goals. And it's so important to write those goals down too. When you're clear on what that customer wants and they're clear on what you're going to be looking for, there's an inherent expectation that you're going to come back with some great solutions for them. And that's one of the things that's oftentimes missed on the sales calls when I do go out and ride with a lot of cover consultants. Listening is another thing within in the sales process. You know, I can't believe how many times I've seen people ignoring the customer. Or when the customer says something that's just wrong, the comfort advisor is sitting there with bated breath waiting for the customer to be quiet so they can just jump in with their rebuttal. You know, when you come in, when you come across those type of situations, why don't you just take a breath? Ask a few questions. Ask the customers why they feel that way. Ask them if they've ever had a different opinion and what was it that made them change their mind. Once you start listening to your customer and really understanding why they feel the way they feel, they're going to be much more receptive to listening to your different opinion because you gave them the respect to listen to theirs. So listening is a big deal, folks. And then finally, there's technical knowledge in your materials. You have to be the smartest person in the room, and you clearly have to understand how the features of the equipment and your accessories and additional work solve specific problems for your customers. Because oftentimes, customers will decide not to buy simply because they don't understand how you're going to solve their problem. So we need to get clear in the customer's mind, first of all, what they want, and more and equally important, how we're going to solve that problem. And listen, everything counts. You know, people know that salespeople are there to sell. They've experienced or heard stories about salespeople lying, cheating, exaggerating, or companies simply not following through. And they're looking for cracks in your story. They're looking for things that don't line up, stories that don't match. And they're really doing is trying to defend themselves from making a mistake by deciding not to buy from you. They're looking for reasons not to buy from you. Well, you have control over that based on the experience they have because you have full control over that experience. So don't give them a reason. Don't give them a reason. Everything counts. So before we start worrying about learning the language to close sales or learning prepared statements and planned responses, we have to get these things right first. Trust. We have to be able to inspire trust and confidence from the customer. People skills. We need to be able to identify, you know, how to reflect each customer's personality so that we can develop a good professional rapport with them. Asking questions and listening instead of showing up and giving a lot of non-relevant information. Asking lots of questions, listening, establishing a specific list of goals of what they want and writing it down. And then finally, knowing how to show and tell the customer what they need to see and hear to believe that what we're proposing is going to solve those problems. And we have to have good technical knowledge to understand how all of the features connect to specific problems that the customer wants solved. And then finally, orchestrating a professional and very organized sales approach and materials. Until we get these things right, there's no point in learning anything else about selling because a great close isn't going to save us. If your people skills are no good and you don't have the ability to influence trust and confidence from your customer, a great close or phrase isn't going to do anything for us at all. Everything is about closing, and closing is about everything. So the next step after all of these other parts are finished is the close. And the close at that point is simply a natural conclusion to a great presentation with that customer. So over the next several weeks, we're going to be introducing section by section a great sales process that's designed to inspire credibility, believability, and a sense of urgency to take action between you and your customer. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I look forward to everybody joining in on that. When we finish with that, then we're going to shift gears and talk about the closing map. And it's funny, it's all the same type of things that we're going to learn about how to handle, right? I need to think it over. I need to talk it over with somebody else. I'm going to do it later when I get the money. I don't know how to pay for it. I'm not sure if I want to spend this much money. I'm going to get other bids because I want to make sure I'm not overpaying. I'm going to get other bids to make sure there's not something out there that's going to do a better job. Those things are easy to manage so long as we've done our job on the front end and established credibility, believability, and a sense of urgency. And along the way, inspire the trust and the confidence that a customer needs to know that you're the best solution for their problem. That needs to happen first, because if there's a problem there, we're going to have a very difficult time managing the close to getting a close favorable our attention at the end of the sale. So looking forward to working with you folks over the next several weeks. Thank you for joining in on this blog today. We will have a few of sessions where you have an opportunity to log in, call in, and have a live conversation back and forth and talk through specific situations. That's going to be a lot of fun. So until next time, good selling. Check out the website, hvaccoachingcorner.com. And until next time, take care.